In the aftermath of her traumatic ordeal under the mountain, Fair should be celebrating her new immortal life in the Spring Court with Tamlin. Instead, she wakes nightly from violent nightmares, her immortal body feeling foreign and uncontrollable. Despite her sacrifice to save the Spring Court, Tamlin becomes suffocatingly overprotective, refusing to let her help nearby villages and effectively trapping her in a gilded cage. As their wedding day approaches, Fair's anxiety intensifies until she freezes halfway down the aisle. Just as panic overwhelms her, darkness erupts. Rhysand, High Lord of the Night Court, appears to claim his bargain with Fair, 1 week with her every month. His timing effectively rescues her from a marriage she wasn't ready for, though neither of them acknowledges this truth aloud. Rhysand's Night Court defies all Fair's expectations. Instead of the terrifying realm she imagined, she finds a beautiful mountain palace with sweeping views of snow-capped peaks and star-filled skies. Here, Rhys reveals his true purpose, teaching Fair to read and build mental shields against magical intrusion. Soon, she meets his inner circle, Morrigan, his golden-haired cousin who immediately declares herself Fair's friend, Cassian and Osriel, powerful Illyrian warriors with magnificent wings, and Amren, a small, ancient being trapped in High Fae form. Unlike the rigid hierarchy of the Spring Court, this Court of Dreams encourages Fair to speak her mind and develop her powers. When Rhys reveals that war is coming, the King of Highburn plans to shatter the wall separating mortal and Fae realms, he presents Fair with a choice: remain a trophy, or master her powers and become vital in the coming conflict. When Fair returns to the Spring Court, her life becomes increasingly restricted. During a tithe ceremony, she secretly helps a water wraith who couldn't pay, and raging Tamlin, who claims she makes the court look weak. Their argument escalates until his power explodes, destroying the room. Later, when Tamlin refuses to let her join an expedition to Highburn's border, he magically shields the house, trapping her inside. This imprisonment, reminiscent of her captivity under the mountain, triggers a breakdown. Sensing her distress through their bond, Rhysand breaks Tamlin's shield, and his cousin Mor rescues the nearly catatonic Fair, bringing her to Valeris. The secret city of Starlight transforms Fair's understanding of the Night Court. This beautiful city with its marble townhouses, sapphire river, and four market squares has been protected by powerful magic for millennia. The rainbow, its artist's quarter, speaks to Fair's artistic soul. Most surprising is how citizens greet Rhys with genuine affection, not fear. Here, Fair begins healing, training with Cassian, and exploring her magical abilities with Rhys. She discovers powers inherited from all seven High Lords. When Spring Court sentinels track her down, she refuses Lucian's pleas to come home, instead transforming into smoke and manifesting wings to warn him never to return. Her growing confidence culminates in retrieving a magical ring from the Deadly Weaver, proving her resourcefulness and courage. To stop the King of Highburn, Rhys reveals they need the Book of Breathings, an ancient artifact split in two, with half held by the High Lord of Summer and half by the mortal queens. When diplomatic efforts fail, Fair uses her hunting skills to track the book to a hidden temple in the Summer Court. Their theft succeeds, but earns them 3 blood rubies, official death sentences, from Tarquin, the progressive young High Lord who had offered genuine friendship. This betrayal weighs heavily on Rhys, who admits, "Feuds like the one we just started can last centuries. If that's the cost of stopping this war, I'll pay it." The moral complexity of their actions reveals how far they're willing to go to protect their world, even at the cost of their own honor. When Rhys is ambushed and poisoned with Bloodbane, Fair tracks him through the forest, slaughters his captors, and carries him to safety. Desperate to save him, she captures the Suriel, a creature of knowledge, who reveals her own blood can heal him due to powers she inherited from the Dawn Court. As she frees the Suriel, it casually refers to Rhys as her mate, confirming he's known all along. This sacred bond, deeper than marriage, formed when Amarantha was killing her under the mountain. Rhys had hidden this truth, fearing rejection while she was engaged to Tamlin. When confronted, he confesses everything, and Fair realizes she loves him too, that despite being broken and still healing, every piece of her heart belongs to him. Their acceptance of the bond creates a magical connection that makes the mountains themselves tremble. Armed with both halves of the Book of Breathings, Fair and the Inner Circle infiltrate Hybern's castle to nullify the cauldron's power. Instead, they walk into a trap. The King of Hybern reveals his alliance with Tamlin, who demands Fair return with him. In exchange, Hybern's forces can enter Prithian through Spring Court territory. When Fair refuses, the king forces her sisters Nesta and Elaine into the cauldron, transforming them into Fae against their will. In a desperate gambit, Fair pretends to turn against Rhys, begging the king to break their bond while secretly using her powers to sever the castle's ancient wards. The king breaks what he believes is their only connection, the bargain tattoo on her arm, and Tamlin eagerly takes her home. What he doesn't know is that their mating bond remains intact, and, more importantly, that Fair was secretly sworn in as High Lady of the Night Court the night before. As Tamlin leads her up the marble stairs of the Spring Court, she inwardly smiles. He has no idea he's just welcomed his greatest enemy into the heart of his territory. What makes this story so powerful isn't just its romance, but its exploration of healing, agency, and self-discovery. Fair's journey from broken survivor to powerful High Lady mirrors our own struggles to reclaim ourselves after trauma. The contrast between Tamlin and Rhysand reveals the difference between love and possession. One seeks to protect by controlling, the other by empowering. "You are no one's subject," Rhys tells her, acknowledging her autonomy in a way Tamlin never could. By choosing to return to the Spring Court as a spy, Fair transforms from victim to agent, from pawn to player. Her story reminds us that true healing comes not from being rescued, but from finding the strength to rescue ourselves, and sometimes others in the process. In the end, the most powerful magic isn't found in ancient cauldrons or spellbooks, but in the courage to become who we're truly meant to be, not who others expect us to be.